Welcome to the Birkett Long Lawcast. With me today is Kevin Sullivan, who is a solicitor and partner with the firm who specialises in insolvency law. Today he's going to be talking about wrongful trading, with a particular warning for company directors. Kevin, what is wrongful trading?
Well, the analogy that's often used to describe wrongful trading is the light at the end of the tunnel. Is that light actually the recovery for your business, or is it in fact an oncoming train? So the law says that someone is guilty of wrongful trading, they're culpable of this offence, if they trade their business beyond that point when they ought to have realised that actually the writing was on the wall for the company.
So we're talking about limited companies here, directors of limited companies. So can their assets be seized in these circumstances?
Yes, that's absolutely right. I mean, limited liability doesn't necessarily protect a director. If they stray from the path, corporate governance, then they can be personally liable and their own personal assets could be at risk. And wrongful trading is one of those instances where a director could potentially be pursued by a liquidator and have their own personal assets attacked.
Would this be easy for a liquidator to prove?
Well, it's fair to say that the burden of proof on the liquidator is lower than it would be if they were trying to argue that the director has been involved in fraudulent trading, because plainly fraud implies a much more serious set of circumstances. It's criminal, of course. And wrongful trading, therefore, is a lower burden of proof. But the case law recently tends to make it harder for the liquidator to bring such claims. There's a bit more support in favour of directors because, of course, it's very easy with the benefit of hindsight sometimes to criticise conduct of directors. But nonetheless, there is a defence which is difficult to prove. That defence is that the director has taken every step with a view to minimising the loss to the company's creditors. And that's a pretty wide definition there, and a very difficult test to prove. So, I mean, overall, it's not easy for the liquidator, but conversely, not easy for the director either.
So if a person's firm was in financial crisis, what would your advice be to them?
Well, I'll give you three key pieces of advice. The first would be to hold regular board meetings and report the decisions of the directors in full in the company's minutes. It's absolutely paramount that you have an audit trail of paperwork when a business is in these financial difficulties. My second tip would be to ensure that you have up-to-date information on your company's financial affairs. So don't wait for the telltale signs, such as a demand from a creditor or a winding up petition or notice from a bank. You've really got to be attuned to what the position is of the company's finances at any given moment. And the third thing is to carefully monitor your lender's financial compliance covenants to ensure that you're not falling foul of those covenants, so that the lender would come in and potentially put the company into administration or even liquidation.
Is there any further advice that you can give to someone who might be in difficulty?
Well, as ever, seeking early legal advice is always a director's best option, because as I hope I've explained, getting it wrong can be very disastrous, not just for the director, but also for their family potentially. And if they've gone on to form a new business, a successor business, then the financial implications on that director could have ramifications for that business and in turn its employees. So it could be a huge ball of problems. So as I say, seek early advice, that's the best.
And if anyone wants to get in contact with you, how should they reach you?
Well, you can reach me on email, which is kevin.sullivan@birkettlong.co.uk, or via telephone 01206 217 300.